The letter came in the same manner as all the other letters, unexpectedly and without a clue as to the identity of its deliverer. It just simply appeared, slipped under the door while I was getting ready for the day. It was going to be a grueling one, seeing as we were getting the herd ready for the annual cattle drive up to Fort Worth. While the rest of the men gathered equipment, the wranglers picked the best horses for the remuda, making sure they were healthy and strong enough for the long cattle drive ahead. Doña Luz put together provisions, while Papa, Manuel, and I worked with the cattle and Trueno, the stout steer Papa had chosen to lead the herd. I named him Trueno because of the perfectly shaped lightning bolt mark on his forehead. So far, he was proving to be a good pick for lead steer. The herd was willing to follow him as they grazed in the morning and were driven down the trail throughout the day to get them used to the grazing and driving system. After the cattle drive, Papa would concentrate on digging a well and setting up an irrigation system in the easternmost part of the property, because he was going to expand and plant 100 more acres of sugarcane next year. But I wouldn't be at Las Morras for that. Like Tomas before me, I was expected to go off to school in the fall. For me, that meant MAC, or Michigan Agricultural College, to be precise. The letter of acceptance had arrived in late April, just before graduation, and my parents couldn't have been happier. In their opinion, MAC was the best place I could go because it would provide the knowledge and skills necessary for me to succeed as the future head of Las Morras.